Lesson 13. Listening A.
In today's program about English language as a global tongue, we hear from Nick Butler, a journalist from Herald Tribune who has been studying this subject for many years.
Most of us feel that our language is an essential part of our national identity. But at the same time, we realize that we need a world language used by various different nationalities to speak to each other. Over the centuries, Greek, Latin, French, and other languages have been used as international instruments for trade, diplomacy, or religion. Many of them are still used. But three new elements have complicated the situation. The first is the rise of English to the position of world language. This makes life easier for many people, but it irritates others. Many speakers of minority languages quite rightly fear the disappearance of their cultural identity. According to the latest surveys, 9 out of 10 of the 6,000 languages in the world will die out within the next century. This is the second new element in the linguistic situation. The third, more dangerous, novelty is the modern reluctance to accept multilingualism. Nowadays, linguistic rivalry is the third common cause of conflict after race and religion, and is often mixed with the other two. It needn't be so. Everyone is right to preserve his or her local language, but this shouldn't exclude other languages. Speakers of minor languages will also have to learn a major language to profit from the expanding world economy.